Now here's a question for you. If you are a business owner of a restaurant and one of your servers received an extravagant amount in tips, would you dismiss her for that, or would you still have them work there? And or if you did dismiss them, would you claim it was something else rather than the tip? We'll talk about that right after this. Welcome to Ray Dogg's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Let's talk about this. I just want your opinion on this. I'm going to read along with you. I've not read this ahead of time. I want to know if you think that the owner is telling the truth when they said that the server was not fired because she received a $10,000 tip, but something else, because that's what it says in the headline here. But you can't always go by headlines, so we'll read the story. But the headline says, server fired after receiving 10K tip, but owners say it has nothing to do with the viral jester, purely a business decision. And let's see, there's 50 seconds. Let's see if we can listen in here. I mean, let's see if this plays though. Oops, there's no audio. Hold on. All right, it's just... Okay, I don't want to... It's just doing music, so we're not going to bother with that. All right, forget that. Wages or wage wars. The Michigan waitress who received an enormous $10,000 tip was fired from her job days later, but the restaurant claimed the dismissal was unrelated to the generous gratitude and was purely a business decision. You know, I seriously doubt that. I'm not optimistic of that being the truth. If you hear dogs in the background, I'm not going to bother them, but Chip and Maggie, they're playing in the background there. Maggie's not a studio dog. Chip, if he was by himself, he'd be quiet, but no, Maggie wants to play. Anyway, the Mason Jar Cafe in Benton Harbor, located in southern Michigan. You guys, don't go there anymore if you used to. Canned server Lindsay Boyd, a week after an anonymous customer left a large boon on the $32.43. Wow, that's crazy. So her bill was $32.43. And they gave her a $10,000 tip, which cost her her job. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't know that. Let's read more details. According to the Detroit Free Press, the man who wished to remain anonymous left the now viral tip to honor a friend whose funeral he was in town for and had requested Boyd to split the gift amongst the entire wait staff, which came out to a little over $1,100 for each employee. I will say it had nothing to do with the tip. She did receive the entire tip. She did not pay taxes on it. The business did. Yes, she shared the tip at the request of the man that left it. So we can't say that she was fired because she kept it all for herself. So she did as the man requested. The husband and wife, owners Abel Martinez and Jamie Cousins, wrote on Facebook. Let's see, what did they write? Days after receiving a sizable payment, Boyd claimed drama had begun to unfold inside the restaurant and management had asked her to take that Sunday off as a mental health day, the outlet added, citing the now deleted Facebook post. Boyd then said management reached out to her Sunday night and told her to take the next day off as well. And there's the receipt there. Okay, so the waitress messaged the restaurant on Monday to ask if she was being told in a professional way to not come back. She was fired via phone call that Tuesday, WSBT TV reported. 1 week, I'm such an amazing, hardworking employee, awesome mother, couldn't have happened to a better person, Boyd's post reportedly read. Now I'm without a job for the first time since I was 15 years old. The restaurant's management has since refuted Boyd claims, claiming the firing had nothing to do with the tip or the aftermath that followed, but they also couldn't go into details because of the labor laws. Yeah, okay. I would definitely be suing. Force them to go on record and find out why they fired her. I would sue them. We do truly care about our staff, the couple added. We've had the same crew for 5 to 6 years. We have college girls, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They play me the violin. No, shut up and with your violin. I know there is a lot going around that we let her go because of the tip, and that's not logical, Cousins told WOOD-TV. We have a staff that has continued to work for us, okay, blah, 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 blah. So, what do you think? I mean, I don't know. I'm purely speculating that if it has nothing to do with the tip, it just seems, you know, you can't reverse time and say, what if she didn't get that tip? Would she still have been fired? You can't go back in time like that. So I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know indeed. But anyway, what I do want to, let's see if I can find this here. Can I find this here? Okay. So I'm not going to play any songs because I don't know. So a lot of you know, I've been doing, look, don't want to cancel that, doing a lot of AI things here. And going AI, as far as music, it's opening so much opportunities for me. For example, I now, you know, technology is great because before, there was a language barrier where I couldn't preach about God or Jesus or just conservatism, right-leaning, you know, common sense values. I couldn't preach to anyone but in English and or not use subtitles because I'm talking about my music here. But I basically, my albums had to be in the language that I speak. But with technology, I mean, many people use technology for bad. But with technology, I no longer have a language barrier because I can now communicate with any language or any country that speaks a different language or people that speaks different language than I do. And this is great because now I can communicate and help do my part and help bring God into others' lives who don't know him or people who are on the fence, who are left-leaning, could now be center or go more towards the right, things like that. So and you can't get this album right now until, what month are we in? So we're in February. So March, I'd have to look. Well, okay, so March 19th is for the new era, but this one is not the one I'm talking about. This is English. I'm not going to play any song, but I'll just bring the cover up. And if you wanted to get this now, you can obviously go to to rehdog.bandcamp.com. That's rehdog.bandcamp.com. And this album here is it's amazing. Hold on, let me see. Okay, I'm not gonna play any of it again because YouTube blocked it because someone did a claim on it, which is suspect at best. But anyway, this is an Ingus album here. This one is what do you call it? It is in English, but it's not my, it's my lyrics, but it's AI who is singing the lyrics. And I would love to play it for you. I just can't because YouTube is going to make a stink about it, so I can't play it. But it's, you'll be surprised. You, if I didn't tell you this, you would be like, no, that's not AI. It's kind of scary but good at the same time. But the good thing, what I like, is I can now, let's see, where did I put this? Where are you? I can, let's find it. Here we go. This one is in Spanish. This album is amazing. I would love to play some of this for you. And I will put a link in the description. But this album is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I like them both. But I've been finding myself listening to this Spanish album now. Granted, I don't speak Spanish, but it's my lyrics. I wrote all the songs. I know what the songs are about. And so, yeah. Good stuff there. Very good stuff. So anyway, that's all I got for you here. What do you think? What do you think? I'm just curious. Let me know. Let me know for sure what you're thinking in the comments below. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. And yeah, that's all I got. I'm blinded by the light, so I can't see. I can't see the exit. Here's the exit. Peace. Here we come.